Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A unique showcase of art takes place Friday. Art with a Downtown View is a signature event for the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. Joining me in studio for a preview is MSO President of the Board of Governors, Charles Jackson. Charles, good to see you.
Thank you, Bob. Good to be here.
Well, Art with a Downtown View, it's always enjoyed, in part due to the unique setting of this event. Tell us about this year's venue.
This is the 13th year. The last 2 years, we've actually kind of outgrown our original venue, which was over at Premier Plaza. Last year, we were at the ULM Library. This year, we're actually going to be at the Vantage Tower Ballroom in downtown Monroe on Desired. And it should be a great setting, a good venue. We're very excited about it this year.
Give us an idea of some of the prep work that goes into the setup for this event. You think about not only logistics, but also the artists, their works having to be prepared for exhibit.
We've learned a lot through the years. Last year, we actually had submissions from all across the country. This year, we've pulled it back to a local focus. We worked with Evie Stewart from the Masser, who's helped us identify some local artists from the Downtown Monroe Alliance. And so we'll have four of them that will be the focus of the art piece of it. We'll also have ARCO back. They've joined us for a number of years now with a small setting, and they'll have some Christmas cards. All the artists will have some of their works for sale. A big focus of the event is the party and the opportunity to look at some of the art. But the last year and again this year, we have actually added a live auction, and that has been of big help to us.
Yeah. Speaking of the live auction, some of the items that folks will be able to enjoy taking a look at?
Sure. We have a number of items that should be of interest. Several of them are trips. We'll have a weekend getaway to New Orleans. The week at a Tuscan villa in Italy will be back. There will be an opportunity for a stay down on Lake Bruin in a lodge house for an extended family for a weekend or maybe a little bit longer. We'll also have a number of meals. There will be a dinner for eight at Cotton that will be offered up this year. And then there are some specialty packages as well. We'll have a men's package, which actually is a couple of the local home brewers that will teach how to brew beer. And then 6 weeks later, that beer will actually be used at a party that will be hosted at Trios, I believe. And Governors will supply cigars. So it's kind of a men's night out. There's a women's spa package that would be offered. A number of very good items.
You mentioned how this event outgrew its previous location. Why develop an event like this? What's been the attraction there?
Well, it's our major fundraising event for the year. And while we've had an exceptional membership subscription effort this year, lots of new members come back to the Symphony, it's still a huge piece of our annual budget. And in fact, the success of the event last year and hopefully again this year has been what's allowed us to move from four back to five concerts for the season. It represents about a third of our budget.
You mentioned that work, Charles, and this and other events that the Monroe Symphony Orchestra Board does throughout the year. In what ways does this further the mission of the board in reaching out in the community?
Well, money makes everything happen. Yeah. It's allowed us to add back that fifth concert, which is very important. We're doing lots of things to try to be attractive to a new generation. We had our opening concert, which is always our young artist concert. We featured artwork by local school children. We've got our Christmas concert at the West Monroe Convention Center coming up on Sunday, December 14th. Rumor has it there might be a jolly old elf there. And lots of things that, again, this will be a family concert. We want people to come and realize that orchestra is a much broader concept than perhaps a lot of people think that it is.
Yeah. We talked about the artists here locally that are going to be featured in Art with a Downtown View. Do you have the names of those artists that are participating?
I'm sorry, I did not bring that today.
I think we can call that maybe just a tease for folks to come out and see who's going to be featured.
I think probably so, but yeah. It's going to be a great time.
You mentioned that, and share for that for a minute, Charles, about the vision about reaching across generations, reaching these younger students and those that are coming up,
well,
and what's available here.
Sure,
really.
Sure. You know, in a lot of cases with cutbacks in the arts in the schools, children are not necessarily exposed to a lot of the cultural sorts of things with music, with visual arts, with any of the performing arts. They there's ample evidence that these have a lot to do with the success of people and rounding them out. So we want to preserve that. Tickets for this event are $50 a piece. That includes some heavy hors d'oeuvres that Aramark will be preparing for us. $40 of that $50 ticket is tax deductible if you you need a deduction as the year comes up. You can get those tickets by going to the website, www.monroesymphonyorchestra.com /tickets.html.
Right.
A little bit long. Yeah. Or you can call the symphony office, or you can buy them at the door.
Okay, so they will be available.
They will be available at the door starting about 5:45 on Friday evening.
We mentioned the live auction that takes place a little bit later in the evening.
It will. The live auction will start probably around 7:30 and will go for 30 to 45 minutes. We've got, I believe it's either 12 or 14 different packages.
Art with a Downtown View is coming up this Friday, again at the Vantage Building. Art, Charles, if someone would like to find out more about the event or about the Monroe Symphony and the board.
You can go to the website, okay, or you can call the symphony office, and the website is monroesymphonyorchestra.com. This will be the first party of the holiday season, so it's something people are not going to want to miss, an opportunity to come out, dress up, have some great snacks, and help a great organization.
Charles Jackson is the Monroe Symphony Orchestra President of the Board of Governors. Charles, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.